You can't go on a 3 or 4 week diet, lose 10 or 15, maybe even 20 pounds, and then go back to eating like you used to and keep the weight off.
Right.
God desires for you to be fit and healthy. If you've been struggling with your weight, join Kenneth Copeland and guests Dr. Don and Kyle Colbert on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as they continue their series, God's Health and Wellness Plan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise you and thank you today. We thank you for sending the Colberts to us and teaching us and training us by your Spirit. And we just give you praise and honor for leading and guiding us and developing in us the fact that we are redeemed from the curse of sickness, disease, fear, and death. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Dr. Colbert, for more reasons than one.
Praise God.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Kyle, God bless you,
thank
man.
You.
I really appreciate you coming and being on the broadcast, both of you.
Well, thank you.
I want to do something today. In fact, we got into this quick, and the Lord said this to me just right before we got on the air, and I didn't even get a chance to tell Doc what I was fixing to do. So we're going to be talking about habits. Satan takes advantage of something that God gave us. The basic spiritual fundamental that's seen expressed in the body is the phenomenon of growth and expansion, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Now, I remember, oh, dear Lord, I was going to surprise my mama one time and get dressed. I was going to dress myself. I was just a little bitty guy. Mm-hmm. But the thing that makes me remember it, so I remember it. I can just see myself because of the mess I got into, and I couldn't get out of it. I don't want to call him what he really was. that design clothes for a 3-year-old that had the shirt buttoned to the breeches, and he had these big white buttons and great big buttonhole. The buttons were on the shirt, and they buttoned to these little short breeches.
Mm-hmm.
And I was struggling with those buttons because Mama had walked to this little store that was down on the corner. And I wanted to surprise her and have myself dressed when she got back. Well, I did, but I got them buttoned wrong. And I couldn't figure out what's wrong with this because my britches are going one way and my shirt's going out there. And I run off down the road like this, hollering at my mama. She got tickles. And I thought, what's she laughing at me for? Now, I know I must have looked like something strange. I got these buttons buttoned wrong. And anyway, I didn't have that trouble today. I buttoned my shirt without even thinking about it. Now, if I didn't have the power to expand and be able to do that by habit, then I would still be struggling today like I would be struggling back then. You can absorb knowledge, train, and then you can do it without thinking about it.
Amen.
Satan takes advantage of that and begins to put you in bondage to that system.
Amen.
Now, I want to introduce this right here in Mark, the 16th chapter, and then because without the power of the Word, you can't do this. You cannot manage it. You don't have, without born-again power of the Holy Ghost, you have no control over your imagination, and you have no control over your flesh. You may be able to control it for a few days. You can go get dried out. You can go to a rehab clinic and dry out for 2, 3, 4 weeks. You get out of there and you'll be drunk in 3 days. Well, the same thing happens with food. You can't go on a 3 or 4 week diet, lose 10 or 15, maybe even 20 pounds, and then go back to eating like you used to Amen. And keep the weight off.
That's right.
Duh! You can't do it. So just learn that. But now, without this, you and I don't have any way of success, and that is this. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, he said that, didn't he?
Amen.
Religious correct-mindedness would be that Jesus said, boys, I'm going into all the world and I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I'm going to cast out the devils and you boys come go with me. But he didn't say that. He said, you go into all the world. You cast out the devil in my name. You lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Amen.
And I'll go with you. So there was command mm-hmm. and authority mm-hmm. that was given to us. Now, what was that God's will or not? It was, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And he chose for it to be that way. That means he needs me to go do this. Now, he meets my needs, but then I'm responsible for meeting his needs. He needed this.
Amen.
Now, if he could have done it some other way, that ain't none of my business, because this is what he decided to do, and he did it. Now, does he need me born again? Yes, he does, or I won't have the spiritual Amen. Strength to do it. Does he need me well to do this?
Absolutely.
Yes, he does, because without being well, then it's going to break into... to what he needs done here.
Amen.
Does he need me financially prosperous here? Yes, he does. Does he need me mentally prosperous here?
Amen.
Yes, he does. To be at peak performance. So, and he has supplied everything that it takes to make me well, to take care of my mind, my emotions, and my will, because he's given me his mind, his will, and the blood covenant as an anchor of my emotions.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now, I cannot ever be successful at keeping fat off my body and keep my body healthy because I want it to look good in my clothes. That ain't gonna hack it, Doc, because you're gonna get tired mm-hmm. of your stupid
right.
clothes
mm-hmm.
after a while,
Amen.
And in 3 weeks from now, you won't be able to button them.
Right.
So somebody else is gonna get some well-unused clothes here because you're gonna be fatter than you were when you started.
Mm-hmm.
When I began to get insight into this, that, hey, there's more to this than my need.
Mm-hmm.
God needs me. My family needs
mm-hmm.
me. My church needs me. They don't just need the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all there was to it, if people just sat out there and said, let's see what he's got today. There are people that do that. That church will dry up and die if the pastor's the only one in there that's doing anything.
Amen.
You'll kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But when the whole unit is doing its job. Wow. That local church becomes the most powerful thing God ever put
Amen.
On the earth.
Amen.
Now, this becomes the principal thing. This was God's wisdom when he said it. And with that, I've got more than just a new suit of clothes going here. There's more to it than just I can just watch more television without any pain in my body. There's more to healing
Amen.
Than that. I had a guy come up before me one time. He said, I certainly would not like to be healed. I said, why? Well, he went into all this stuff that he enjoyed doing, and he wanted to get healed where he could just play more. I said, well, what about your calling before
Amen.
God? And he said, my why? Well, this ain't going to last. I mean, you're going to get healed so you can play tennis? I mean, is this what this is? This all there is to it?
Sure.
Now, if God yeah. called you to be a tennis champion and that's
right.
where your witness is,
sure.
that's another thing.
Right.
But I'm just talking about this old natural world. I
sure.
want to look good in my swimsuit. It's coming summer. You ain't never going to get any. You'll be fat before July. So just, you can't You can't defeat these serious strongholds with no more than that.
Well, we have to have purpose. And that shows us we need to have purpose, we need to have commitment, we need to have a covenant, or else it's going to fail. Mm-hmm. And first, our covenant and commitment is to the Lord to carry on the work He's given us. We have to make that as our first commitment.
It has to be a foundation.
It has to.
It has to sit on that rock. Mm-hmm. Or you know,
it has to. And then we have to look at who has succeeded and what did they do to succeed, to get a roadmap of where to go. Because a lot of people are trying to do this on their own strength without and not knowing the knowledge of God's Word, without knowing the knowledge of the natural realm, without knowing the knowledge of what to do and what not to do. So we've created a roadmap, and actually, Brown Medical School has formed a program called the National Weight Loss Registry, which has the names of over 5,000 people who were successful at losing at least 30 pounds. Many of them lost 100 pounds or more and have kept it off for at least a year. Now, that's pretty good, because realize only about 2% of diets work long term to lose the weight and keep it off. Mm-hmm. So these people shared certain habits that they have, that they practice daily. Daily they practice it. Now, most of these weren't Christians either, but they were successful. And they did a few key things that I need to discuss with you, because these are going to provide a simple little roadmap in helping you to achieve your goal. Now, again, like you said, we're achieving that goal in order to carry out the plan that God's given us.
When that purpose enters into a covenant between you and God,
right,
man, it gets powerful. I had the Lord say this to me one day. He said, "You've learned that there's power in my written word." I said, "Yes, sir, I have." He said, "How about power in your written word?" And I thought, well, who ever heard of something like that? And it dawned on me, hey, the courts are full of written words that become powerful between two parties. Mm-hmm, and they're just right. Natural contracts, mm-hmm. but they've been written down. He mm-hmm. said, if you'll write down these things in my name based on my word, right. my spirit that's backing my word will also Amen. Back
Praise
what you
God.
Write mm. in behalf
Praise
of my
God.
Word.
Praise God.
It changed my entire being, man.
Well, that's what people have got to do. They've got to write some goals.
It arms
down.
You, doesn't it?
Right, it does. It sets a vision. Without a vision, my people perish. We've got to have that vision.
Oh, that, yeah.
Now, here's what you have to do first. We need a goal. And I tell people, forget your weight as being a goal. There's no perfect weight. There's none. We look at the waist size. Mm-hmm. This is really important. Your waistline is your lifeline. The more belly fat, the more disease. You say, well, what should I start with? You should start as a goal as a healthy waistline. Simply take your height in inches, divide it by two. You should be at least that amount or less. So in other words, if you're a woman 5'8", you're 68 inches, 68 divided by two is 34. Your waist should be no larger than 34 inches. Now, for you guys, you may be 5'8", you know, 68 inches, and you may have a waist of 48. But it should be less than 34.
Now, say again, you take your height.
Take your height in inches. So if you're 5'8", that's 68 inches. If you're 5 foot, that's 60 inches. If you're 6 foot, that's 72 inches. See, divide it by two. That should be your waist.
Okay, the height in inches divided by two.
That should be your waistline. Your waistline is your lifeline. Now, men, it's real important how to measure your waist. Men do not know how to measure their waist. They say they have a 32-inch waist, but they have a 48-inch belly in reality. They'll measure their waist too low, and you see that big belly overlapping. So it's important to measure your waistline around the belly button or the umbilicus, and men, please include the love handles. They'll try and get it up above them love handles so they don't, you know, they measure the smallest part. So we want to include the love handles because that's that toxic belly fat.
I must inject this right here. You've been dealing with this a long time. You get emotional about it. Before you measure or before you get on the scales, before you do in any of these things, you stand before the Lord and you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this tape measure is only a source of information
Very
here.
Good.
This is not some condemnation.
Right.
And and it's not my badge of honor. It is a source of information. I'm getting on this scale. It is only a source of information, and I'm not going to get emotional over what I see on it. And,
or discouraged.
Yeah, or discouraged and throw the scale out the window and get mad. Because when you get mad, you've released forces then that are more powerful than the natural forces, but they're going in the wrong direction.
And you're attracting weight.
You're attracting weight. They'll defeat you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I also tell them, do their body mass index. I give them instruction on how to calculate the body mass index so we can change it. This is how medically we define obesity as a body mass index greater than 30. I give them the formula. And then weigh yourself, but only weigh yourself once a month. Too many people are weighing themselves every day. Mm-hmm. There'll be fluctuations in water weight. There'll be fluctuations in hormonal weight, especially in women. And if their weight doesn't go down, if it goes up, they get all discouraged and they get all upset and they say, this isn't working, and they just curse the whole program. So again, focus
and
on the waistline.
That's just what the devil wants.
That's just what the devil wants. Exactly.
And he'll slip right in there and say, after all, you deserve a Twinkie after all this. Yeah, well, here we go.
Now, what I do.
The health benefits of the Twinkie.
Now, what I also do is I include a percent body fat. Because, see, I can take a 250-pound man with...
Well, that's real. It's
30%,
real measurement.
30% body fat, same height, maybe 6 foot tall, 250 pounds, 30% body fat. And another man that's 6 feet tall, 250 pounds, that only has 5% body fat. He doesn't have any fat.
One's
it's all
healthy,
muscle. One's healthy. I include a percent body fat so I can see, because a lot of times what happens, especially when you start exercising, you start gaining muscle and you start melting fat. Mm-hmm. So your shoulders, especially in men, their shoulders get bigger. You know, the women will grow bigger thigh muscles, which is good. You will not get bulging muscles, women, because you don't have the high testosterone levels. Now, but men will start growing muscles and they will start losing fat, and men lose faster. So what happens is the women come in, they say, I'm all discouraged. My husband has lost 10 pounds this month and I've only lost 3. And I said, well, praise God, look at this. First of all, a woman carries at least 8 to 10% more fat than a man, hormonal fat. You don't have as much muscle, you don't have as much testosterone, so you are not designed to lose as rapidly, so don't get discouraged. But what we're doing is we're kind of helping them to stay on their commitment, their covenant, because if they get stuck in willpower will fail them when they get discouraged. So you have to be focused on the Word, and you got to set realistic goals. There are a lot of you out there that are 5'2", weigh 350 pounds, you're a woman, and you want to be back in your size 2. Let's start with realistic thinking. Start with getting your waist. Start with your waistline. Let's get your waistline low, and don't be. So many people get discouraged because they want to, you know, get back in their size 2 when they were a teenager. So we have to be realistic.
Well,
too.
That's a phony goal to start with.
Well, let's go with health and
health and wellness.
Health and wellness is the key.
Because Jesus needs me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
And who else needs you? There's all kinds of people around you that need you. Family
Amen.
Needs you. The church needs you.
Amen.
And they don't need you grumpy and mean, even when you, well, I got a right to be mean. I ain't had nothing to eat on account of that Dr. Covert and his mess, and Brother Copeland jamming this down. Now, I didn't jam nothing down your throat. You took care of that yourself. So this, when you commit to Jesus, he's the one
Amen.
We live in before.
Amen.
And he's not out to condemn you. He's out to help you and get you well.
Now, sir, what we do that's so amazing is we identify the main health habits we have got to work on. And we simply look at people who've succeeded. In this national weight loss registry, we can see what they've done. And then what we do is we infuse faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And with a weight loss program, this is not a diet. I say, get the term diet out. This is a lifestyle. Yeah. But then we infuse faith in it by seeing, envision yourself at that goal weight. I tell people, get a picture of themselves at a healthy weight. You know, just put that up before your eyes, on your vanity mirror in your bathroom. Put it on your steering wheel. Put it on your fridge. So every time you start to look in that fridge.
Or get somebody else's picture and put your head on it.
There you go.
I never had a healthy picture.
Okay. Now then what we
Except
start.
Except in that little pair of shorts where I couldn't straighten up.
Then what we start doing is we start confessing with our mouth what we want to our waist size to be. Say, my waist, so for example, if you're 5 foot 8, my waist is 34 inches. You start confessing, not my waist will be 34 inches, or that my I weigh 145 pounds or 150 pounds. You can say either one. What, as you speak this out, and as you think this, and as you meditate on that image and visualize that, automatically your faith is set on 145 pounds. Your body will automatically start to go there. It happens. It's amazing how when you speak, you can call those things that be not as though they are, and you don't say, I've got 30 pounds to lose. If you say, I have 30 pounds to lose, you will always have 30 pounds to lose. So you have got, this is one of the principles that's never been taught.
Boy, that's
you have got to speak with your mouth. You've got to envision with your mind the creative power of the tongue as well as the visualization of faith and meditate on that image. And your body is automatically, your autopilot is set on weight loss right there.
Doc, the Lord led me down this same direction. And I caught on later what he was doing. He sent Carlo to us and he trained us and so forth. So I knew what my body fat was supposed to be, the percentage of it. So I did the math and the Lord said, do it exactly the way I did it on that fig tree. I said, no man eat fruit of you again forever. He said, I didn't go through a whole bunch of stuff.
That's good.
I just spoke the end result. He said, you speak to your body and you tell it, you'll have no more than, and I used that percentage, you'll have no more than 18% fat on your body forever.
Amen. And you
speak
that out.
So I just started saying that.
Every day.
And it was astonishing.
Your autopilot was set on that. Autopilot became set on that. And then I also include are affirmations. Every day, people have got to speak because so many people have tried so many weight loss programs and have failed and gained more weight back that they've developed can't do mentality. I can't do it. I can't make
it. And they said that over
They said it. And I'm hopeless. I'm worthless. There's no way out. So I have them start forgiving themselves first, accepting themselves and loving themselves and speaking that out loud every day to themselves.
And pick up that book of yours that says, I can do this thing.
Right.
And hold it right up there where you can see it in the mirror. That's so good about that. And we're out of time.
Oh, my goodness. We just started.
Well.
We just scratched the surface. We just got our commitment.
That's what weeks are for.
Amen.
Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September. Come meet Kenneth Copeland at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth Copeland, Chaplain A.L. Downing, and Bill Winston at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. God's got a great life for you, starting with getting and then staying in shape. It doesn't have to be difficult. With just a little time, you can be on your way to health and fitness for life. Take charge of your health and get lasting results with the Health and Fitness Package, which combines two books and a downloadable exercise video. I Can Do This Diet by Dr. Colbert puts the power of your brain and body chemistry to work to help you lose weight and keep it off. It's full of new medical breakthroughs and practical tips. Get Fit and Live by Dr. Colbert and his son Kyle Colbert takes the guesswork out of exercise and helps you understand how much and what kind of exercise you need to reach your goals, get healthy, and be fit for life. They'll show you how to lose weight quickly and easily using just 7 exercises for 7 minutes a day. It's all part of a health and fitness package that gets you started on the journey to living well and enjoying life. Order the Health and Fitness Package today at a special 40% savings for just $25. This new package includes two powerful books by Dr. Don Colbert, Get Fit and Live, and I Can Do This Diet. For product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
The moment that you accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life, at that moment, the Holy Spirit ministers and administers what the Bible calls eternal life. It's the very essence of God. It's the supernatural part of life that's injected into your spirit. Then once that turns into faith and flows out, then you have some control in this life that there's no way to get any other way. So if you've never made Him Lord of your life, right now's the time. Now listen to this. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe with your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. The word that was translated saved literally means you have been put into a soundness, sound condition. You've made sound where you were broken. Then He says very plainly, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be made sound. Whosoever. It doesn't make any difference what you did. It's what Jesus did that changes what you did. And the only thing He would not do is pray your prayer for you. So let's pray it now. Just pray it out loud where you can hear it with your own ears. Oh, God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I repent of sin, and I renounce the past and the devil and all he stands for. In Jesus' name, you're my future. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you prayed that with us today, I want to give you this free and postpaid. I want to send you this little book, and we'll pay the postage to get it to you so you can get started reading your Bible. That's where all of these key issues of power and strength that we've all been talking about, that's where it is. And this will help you get started, and you can get just as wild as the rest of us. Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and what's his name over here? Dr. Colbert and Kyle Colbert reminding you Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You see, the blessings of exercise prevents heart disease, prevents cancer, reverses depression and anxiety. It's one of the best antidepressants, one of the best anti-anxiety agents you can use.